Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
How do you live well? Well, over the past 3 months, I have been chatting to people from a variety of different backgrounds and professions who found their own way of living well. And I want to learn how it can very simply help me. And we've had some great chats and conversations about ice baths and laughter yoga, hill walking, even financial well-being and how to get that in order. If you've missed any of them, you can catch the podcasts. They're on the News Talk app or Go Loud or wherever you get your podcasts. Just subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. But today we're talking about salsa dancing and how it's good for you with the co-owner of Strictly Salsa, David Keeler. David, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are
Thank you for having me in.
When did you take up salsa?
Oh, for me, it was over 15 years ago. It was closer to 20. And I took it up just, I was invited along by a co-worker just to give it a go. And from there.
Rest is history.
Yes.
You were always a dancer though, were you?
No. Before that, honestly, before that, I was not a dancer. Football, judo, swimming, triathlons, but I kind of gave them all up slowly.
Yeah.
And I had this hole and I was just, what will I do?
What will I do? I'll start salsa.
No, actually, I didn't even know what it was the first class I went. I was dragged along. And from then it was just like, this is for me.
Yeah.
It just sparked.
Why? What is it about it?
It's the amount of fun that you have learning something new. It's such a wide range of people from all walks of life. And it's a great leveler because you're just in to learn to dance. And it doesn't matter what you've done before or who you are. Everyone's there just to dance and have fun. That's all it's about.
Like, it strikes me as, you know, as like, sorry, I can't dance at all. But, I, you know, I sometimes like to think that I can. But there's something about salsa dancing that it, like, it, I'd say it's a pretty tricky dance to grasp.
Honestly, it's fun at the start. We make it fun at the start, but it's easy enough after a couple of weeks. We can get you through to be able to dance within 6 weeks. But if you want to progress and become amazing, of course, it's like anything else. You have to put the work in. But a lot of people come just to socialize and they're not amazing, but they're not bad. But they just like to go meet people, have a dance and a talk. And that's what it's about, really.
What's the age profile?
This is the thing. The age profile ranges from six, we have a new one or two starts who are 16, 17. And we have this man that comes in his 80s. And people queue up to dance with him because he's such a gentleman.
Yeah.
So the age profile is huge.
Yeah.
And it's just who wants to give it a go and when.
Is it the new nightclub?
Well, in a way, yes and no.
Yeah.
It's, I suppose, like anything else, if you don't know it's there, it's like underground, but it's huge. It's all across the country. It's all across the world. And what's great about salsa dancing is people go to dance. They would have maybe one drink or no drinks. People go to dance. They don't really go to like a normal nightclub, have so many drinks and then just dance in a circle. Yeah. That's the difference.
A whole different type of salsa. But these are actually dancing lessons.
We do lessons, but we also have a club where people just come in. They don't even have to come to our lessons. And we have people who don't dance. They just like to come along with their friends for the night, listen to the music, sit and watch and just get up and try. They can dance by themselves. That's no problem as well. It's just everybody together.
When you think of like, you know, kind of jazz or we were talking about line dancing earlier, even ballroom dancing, how hard is it to get your feet together to dance salsa?
Well, like you said earlier, you can't dance, but we can teach people to dance within a few weeks. And it's all about just having that confidence. And within a class, everyone's laughing together. Everyone's learning together. Everyone's making mistakes together. And we all meet each other in the class. And during our classes, we make sure everybody switches partners. So everybody meets everybody. So it makes the walls come down and everyone just gives it a go.
Yeah. To be honest, it looks like it's great crack. By comparison to waltzing, I remember years ago as a child doing ballroom dancing classes at some point, and it's very stiff. And
well, for me, and I hope this doesn't offend anyone out there, I've tried a bit of ballroom dancing and I've tried a bit of tango. And for me, that's very more structured, where this is so much more free and like there's no choreography. Well, that's what I mean. People learn how to dance and you understand how to lead and how to follow. And people, we interpret the song as we interpret the song as you go along. So it's all improv.
Yeah. There's something very sexy about salsa dancing, isn't there?
there can be a side of that, yes. There can be a very side. And there is the odd time you get a dance and you look at somebody and you just go, yep, that was a good dance.
Yeah.
And then other times you're just dancing with people laughing and talking and having fun.
That's why I think it would actually be good fun and good crack by comparison to probably some of the other, you know, forms or types of dancing.
With salsa dancing, there's no expectations. The expectation is to go out, dance to the song and just enjoy it.
For you personally, because you say something that you took up, I'd imagine it's a good workout.
Yes, it is a good workout if you put the work in.
You can become
more efficient with it. But we dance, we have a monthly club and we're dancing from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. So you can dance for 5 hours nonstop if you want. In our dance classes, we have a 1 hour class and then we have a 1 hour practice after. So you can dance for 2 hours.
And do people tend to come back weekly?
Yes, we have different profiles. In our beginner course, we have a 6 week course just to get everybody involved. We get some people who just tick it off the list to say, I've tried that because they've come with friends. But then you get the people who constantly come back. And they're the ones who are really, really interested. And they're the group that really kind of bond together. Yeah. And it's not just in Dublin, it's all over this country. And I travel in 2 weeks, I'm off to Romania now to dance.
Right. At a competitive level?
No, it's not competitive, just to meet friends and just to dance and have fun.
What do you put that, you know, like renewed interest in salsa down to? Is it the likes of the Strictly Come Dancing, the shows?
I think that has a small part to it. For me, when you look at Strictly, and if you do salsa dancing, it's completely different. It's not the same. That's all choreography, and they work really hard for that. We're more people go, oh, I'd like to dance. How do I dance? I don't know how. Like you said earlier, I can't dance. Come along with friends and just try it. And that's what it's about.
I imagine it's the kind of thing I probably would need to bring a friend to initially.
Well,
yeah.
We have a lot of people who come in groups and we have a lot of people who come on their own. And it's okay to come on your own. And what also is great about salsa is if you come on your own, it's this stigma is gone. We tell people it's okay for leaders and followers, men, women, to ask each other to dance. It doesn't always have to be the man to ask a lady to dance or another man to dance. Anybody can ask anybody to dance. And there's no offence taken. It's just like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah. It's interesting, though, that it's more than just the dance class, that it's a sort of a social club in many respects.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Salsa
unusual,
is
isn't it?
Social. Salsa is all about social. And to get to the social, people go to classes to be comfortable, to be more confident in the social. Like, but as I said, we have people coming along and they just bring friends along and they just get up and dance and it's fun. And then from that they go, oh, I'd like to learn more. So it's a mix of both, but it is really social. It's all about social.
For you personally, how has it sort of helped you?
For me personally, I honestly say from my older days, from all the other sports I've done, all my friends now are from salsa. All of them. And I've got friends who I'm from Dublin. I never knew anything about salsa. I never knew anything about this. I was growing up with football and judo. It was all a macho sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And now my friends have ranged from all across the globe, from all different cultures, from all different backgrounds. And for me, it's just so interesting to meet so many people with so many different attitudes of life. And it just helps you grow and just be happy.
Listeners wondering, do you have to be able to dance already?
No, that's the thing. We have beginner's courses for people who say, I can't dance, I've two left feet. And I'd say, I know someone with two right feet, we'll put you together.
Okay. Is it a mixed crowd? I'm in my mid-40s male. Think I'd feel a little self-conscious as this listener.
Yes, as we said earlier, the mixed crowd goes from anything. Early 20s up to 60, 70, 80. Just come along.
If people, I think I'm going to go.
Yes.
Yeah, I had intended to go last week. So I think I will try and get to one of your Strictly salsa classes. I won't fully commit now to the full course, David, just yet, but I'll definitely give it a go. Where is it on?
We're in the South Circular Road, 145 South Circular Road, the National Stadium.
Yeah. It's just down from Griffith College.
Next door to Griffith College.
Yeah. And it's a Thursday night, isn't it?
We have classes on a Thursday night from 8:30 to 9:30. And then from 9:30 till 10:30, quarter to 11, we have like practice. People stay after class to talk and practice.
Fantastic.
And once a month, we have a large social gathering, just dance. No classes, people just come to dance.
Brilliant. Definitely going to give this a go. Listeners wondering about the name of the salsa, it is
Strictly Salsa.
Yeah, they can get you in socials as well.
Social media, we're strictlysalsa.ie for our website and strictlysalsa_ie for our Instagram.
Fantastic. Yeah, look, I think it'll, by all accounts, it'll be a great night's crack. David, thanks a million for coming in and joining us here for this week's How I Live Well. As David said, David Keeler, who's the co-owner of Strictly Salsa.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.